Last year, Florida's Republican-controlled legislature cut the number of early voting days from 12 to 8 in a wide-ranging elections law. Baylor Johnson with the ACLU of Florida says it's a common tactic.
It's clearly targeting minorities, which is why we have and why Congress renewed and why we continue to need the Voting Rights Act to prevent state governments from interfering with the constitutional rights of minorities.
The U.S. District Court says evidence in the case clearly shows black voters utilize early voting much more than white voters do, as in 2008 when President Obama won Florida. The ruling, which blocks the law in five Florida counties covered by federal voting laws, means the state could have two sets of voting rules in the upcoming presidential election. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Tramell Gomes in Tallahassee.